The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Rise and shine. It's time to talk. Love K-pop? Addicted to Asian dramas? Can't stop watching fan edits? Us too. And we're ready to serve up the ultimate fangirl fix on it. Whether we're spilling tea about your bias or ranking our faves, we're ready to dive into everything Asian media and all of the above. It's always fun, cozy, and the perfect amount of chaotic in this fangirl frenzy. Tune in to Rise and Shine on spiritlive.ca. New episodes weekly. Hello, and welcome back to episode 4 of Rise and Shine.
Yay! You were almost there. 2 episodes left for this season. But yeah, welcome back. We don't really have an agenda today.
We're just going to talk about things we want to talk about.
I think hot GN takes, has hot faves.
A lot to talk about this episode.
Wait, I can't even like remember now that you put me on the spotlight. But I just want to talk about EXO, my favorite group. After such a long time, okay? They finally finished their military service with Sehun like coming out.
Everyone's done. Oh, I didn't know he went.
He just came out like 2 weeks ago and they put him straight on the V Live or something.
Oh.
Right after
they
he went
put
out.
Him straight to work.
Yeah.
No rest time.
It was so funny. But out of all the EXO members, he looks the same. Like nothing changed.
I feel like I've seen him with like when he shaved his head. He looked the exact same.
You have a picture of his shaved head?
No, like...
No one ever saw him with his shaved
what?
Head.
I saw a picture. Oh, maybe someone edited it.
Yeah, maybe.
And he looked the exact same.
Yeah.
He didn't even look worse. Like...
He didn't look like he went through a rough time.
Yeah.
As they usually would.
But anyways.
But yeah. They announced a comeback after such a long time. And mind you, when they announced that comeback, it was so iconic. Because they announced it... at the same time where there was an eclipse happening or like the red moon happening, and I was just like, that's so cool. And they were like, once the blah 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 join, a new world will come to light. That was EXO's intro in Mama. So I was just like, yes. Even till now, like, they're still slaying their concept. I was so excited about it, but at the same time I was worried because of the ongoing CBX lawsuit with SM. So CBX is Chen Baekhyun, human.
Why were they having a lawsuit?
They were having a lawsuit because, you know, typical of SM, they weren't paying them right for their activities.
How are you not paying your, like, top idols?
Like, I know,
they
right?
did so much for you.
I think that was, I don't have like the full details of it, and I might have a biased opinion because I'm always on EXO's side. I think it's kind of weird to be on a company's side because they wouldn't do it for no reason.
Yeah.
But EXO had to renew their contracts, and those 3 members didn't renew their contracts with SM, but they're still agreeing to keeping EXO activities. So all their solo activities are now going to be under Baekhyun's company.
He started a company?
He has a company. INB100.
Oh, that's why they were mad.
But yeah, because their like top performer is like going. But SM was demanding 10% of their solo activities. Anything they earn from that, SM has to get 10% of it. And to me, it doesn't make sense because they didn't renew their contracts anymore. They're already getting paid for EXO activities. Why do you need the solo activities of the members?
They don't care. They're money hungry.
So that's, I feel, where it kind of just started to become messy. There was this moment where Chen was just like signing albums and he wasn't allowed to sign any EXO albums anymore. Baekhyun, he's not allowed to mention EXO at least like directly. So I was just like, oh my god, EXO's having a comeback but it's not with CBX. And then they did confirm that it's not going to be with them when they announced the fan meet schedule, and they're like, Lay, Dio, Sehun, Suho, and like Chanyeol will be participating.
Where did Lay even come from?
I know, Lay was just like brought back from the dead and CBX was gone. After they announced that fan meet, CBX under Baekhyun's company released a statement, like a really long statement, and they were like, oh, we're sorry for all the confusion that this may have caused. We're actually working towards SM to have a full group come back, and it's just that SM won't cooperate with them. So CBX cleared all of their schedules to be included in EXO, but SM won't include them, which is weird, but okay.
Oh, SM.
But yeah, that's my frustration, because I just want to see them together. Like, it's been so long. I feel like ever since they released the Promise song, everything started falling apart.
I feel like they should know that after everyone coming back from the military, the comeback would do so much better if they include all the members. Like, yeah. Don't you want to compromise and just have them in it and not get that 10% than to just not have them at all?
Yeah,
and not have
exactly,
the money.
Exactly. Let go of that 10% and you're going to have so much money with EXO just being active.
You would make back that 10% just by having them in the comeback.
That's why I'm like so upset about it. And the messier it gets, it just becomes more difficult for them to actually become together. I've been going around that SM is starting a media play. They even released an article that one EXO member is actually against CBX. That's why they can't do full promotions. And people are saying it's Suho.
What?
They're saying Suho hates Baekhyun.
What? Do you think so?
I am honestly so... I don't believe it, okay? I don't think their relationship is like that. But at the same time, it was said to be insider information, so... The comments were like insane. They were like, he's trying to live out his main vocal dream.
I think it's just people speculating. I really don't think it's like that deep. All of the members are established like on their own already. Like, I feel like they wouldn't. That's such a like, that's
such weird.
A,
like,
a starting out type of solo artist drama type thing.
Yeah. But I think it also came out of nowhere. So I'm guessing it's just SM trying to get public attention or something. But yeah, I don't think so.
That reminds me of like, are there any groups that you can just tell are business before friends? Like, I mean, I know like
I already have
business,
someone
like,
in mind.
Who?
IVE.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I get that vibe from them, that they're not very close.
Every time they stand at the airport, they look so mad at each other.
Oh my god, did you see that GIF or like that short video where they were trying to grab the award was right here and Wonyoung was just...
Yeah, trying to take it.
And Yujin wasn't gonna take it. And they gave each other like a side eye afterwards.
And all of those clips when they're all like just standing so far from Wonyoung, there's so much space in between the members.
Like, like there's...
When they're waiting to take the pictures and they're just standing there when they like arrive at the airport, other groups are like close to each other, waving, linking arms, and then there's them.
It looks so rehearsed for me.
Yeah.
Their positions on how they're like standing, it's very important for them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. But yeah, definitely IVE is, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they're close and they're just awkward, but...
I think people also have an easier time just like making girl groups seem like they have more drama though, just because they're girls. Like,
true.
For the guys, it's just like, so they're so like goofy like all the time that like... It's just the nature of guy groups.
I think there's one group that's kind of like confirmed that they don't get along.
Who?
Miss A.
Oh.
With Suzy. But that for me is so weird.
I've been seeing a lot of people talk about them recently. And everyone is... A lot of people are hating on Suzy.
What?
Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that
side. She's like an attention hogger.
What?
Yeah. I've been seeing that on TikTok recently. But I think it's just people, just Suzy haters.
It's not really her fault that she became so popular.
I know. JYP's the one that literally puts her name in like every lyric.
Yeah. But also it doesn't help that aside from being popular, she actually knows how to sing. Oh, so she gets a lot of lines.
People have been saying that she doesn't deserve it because she's like one of the least talented vocally.
Okay, no. I don't agree with that one. She actually has a very nice voice.
Yeah. I really like her OST. In while you were sleeping.
I love that too. I think she has a really, really nice voice and she's talented.
People are just jealous.
Yeah. It really isn't her fault, but I feel this is another Wonyoung situation where the popularity gap is just too much.
Yeah.
Because that's what's... Not to bring EXO into the conversation again, but that's what's happening with EXO. Like, with Baekhyun.
Yeah. But really at the end of the day, you're getting paid what's in your contract anyways.
Yeah. Well, for boy groups, I don't think I have anyone in mind.
Oh, everyone knows that like Shiny used to not get along.
Shiny?
Yeah. Well, certainly.
I've heard of Super Junior not getting along.
Like, he has literally put in the public that like him and Minho used to not be friends. Like, even after their debut.
But they're close now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that makes a group more genuine. If you go through a rough time together, then it's more genuine.
I always like, I'm just curious though, like, who of what groups are closer to what members? Like, I know you can tell sometimes, but also, like, I want to know how much they hate each other. Like, especially for bigger groups, like, honestly, though, for 17, I feel like they all love each other.
Like, yeah, 17 for me is, like, one of the most genuine groups out there. And I would be so upset if, like, something comes out and it's not good.
No, but
I don't think they're capable of that.
They're very genuine, yeah.
Oh, there's this girl group. They have 24 members.
Who?
I forgot the name, but they have 24 members. And I'm just like, there are members there that are sort of popular because one of the members is like BB's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is kind of like an Ozang before debut. So they're kind of favored by the company. And I just can't imagine them having a really, really good relationship because of that.
Mm. I feel like Myov is kind of like, I don't know. Are you a Myov fan? I never see like clips of them like interacting that much.
I think they're just very classy. They feel like a temporary group for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
especially because, were you like a fan of Ella Gross when she used to do
I love her face so much.
I know. I've never been so jealous of a child.
No, for real.
I'm like, when she used to be active on Instagram and stuff when she was like young.
Yeah.
Doing modeling.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I never expected her to go down the idol
path.
I thought she always wanted to be an actress.
Yeah.
But she became an idol.
I was just like, literally like
the visuals are about to eat
children on the earth.
Yeah. And I think she got a title for that as well, right?
Yeah.
She was so pretty.
And it's because, like, she's always been known as Blackpink's little sister.
Because of Jennie?
Yeah.
Apparently, they look alike.
She was under Black Label.
Yeah.
For a long time.
But Myov, when they first came out with the teasers, I felt that they were so, like, their visuals are a different level.
Yeah.
I was like, this feels kind of like Korean-American vibe for me.
Their whole group looks very AI.
Yeah, Gawon. Like, Gawon looks so pretty for me.
Yeah.
And Anna. The Japanese member. Mm. She's underrated in terms of visual.
They're all pretty.
But they're so pretty, but they feel like a temporary group.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know why Black Label isn't promoting them as much as ADP.
Black Label is so strange.
Because I feel like they can do better, you know? Myov.
Definitely.
They can be more successful. Yeah. They're just so hidden right now. I can't tell that they're a rookie group because they're barely anywhere. But yeah. You have a question here. Who should have won Song of the Year at MAMA Awards?
What year, though?
What year do you want? I have very controversial
opinions. I don't even remember who won what in what years.
Me too. That's why we have to search. But the MAMA Awards, for me, started to kind of like, I don't know, lower in quality.
Yeah.
Their last good one was 2015.
Has Red Velvet ever won a Saudi?
Ooh.
Because I feel like they deserve one, especially during Psycho.
I agree. But Psycho, it coincided with Wendy's injury. They would never promoted it. One of the reasons why they didn't
win. That was like such an iconic time for them. That was such a big turn in their aesthetic.
Oh, it says Supernova was the 2024
really?
Song of the Year. 2023 was Ditto by NewJeans. I like
They deserved it.
That was well deserved. 2022 was Love Dive. The previous years after that, 2021, 2020, 2019, it's Butter, Dynamite.
Butter.
Boy with Love.
They just win because they're popular.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, those songs don't deserve it. Like, they have songs that deserve it, but not those ones. Like, not Butter.
What's
the other one?
Dynamite.
Oh, bruh.
And Boy with Love.
You know what? Boy with Love is good.
Before that, it was like so well deserved. We have Gangnam Style. We have Ice Nose Lips by Taehyung.
Who is like before Boy with Love, like the year before that?
It was Signal by Twice.
Oh.
And then Cheer Up, well deserved too.
I feel like Signal is good, but not Saudi.
I agree. I think that was one of their most hated songs. But I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I really liked it. I think I like all.
I love
Twice.
JYP's cameos.
Yeah, true, true. And then its album winners, 17 won album of the year.
Oh,
last
deserved.
Year. Well deserved. And then 17 the previous year again, 2023.
Deserved.
And then BTS, and then BTS, and then BTS, and then 5 years after that, it was all EXO.
Really?
Yeah.
For album of the year, or?
I know they won consecutive 5 times, and that's when they like broke the record. What a time to be alive during that time, like EXO. Ah! There was this controversy too with like how they didn't win something, and fans were crying because it was so like rigged, because they were leading in votes. You know how Mama has fan votes?
Yeah.
And they were like way up there, and the person or like the group who won, I can't even remember, but they basically gave EXO just one grand award, the Daesung. After that, I stopped watching Mama. It was so traumatic.
Oh my gosh, wait, this is like random. On the topic of EXO though, I just remembered, like, when you were talking, I was thinking about my favorite EXO albums. This is so random, but before, back in COVID, I just like had this plan at my wedding. I'm gonna have For Life play as my first Aww. Dance song. That was like my dream. That song is
oh
so good.
God. I feel like a lot of people use Baekhyun's Beautiful OST.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The one from Boy Next Door. EXO Next Door. That was good.
Also, on the topic of EXO, I really like the album with Coco Bop.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I like the B-sides.
I like Exodus, 2015 album.
What's
Everything
the, what's
was
the title track?
Call Me Baby?
Discography, like, oh.
I think Call Me Baby was the title track.
Because, wait.
And then they have El Dorado after that. I like the B-sides of it.
What is the Coco Bop album called?
You could call it Frat Boy.
The War.
Oh, EXO The War. That's when they released Power, the though.
Oh, I love...
The Eve.
I love The Eve. Yeah. I love Forever. I love Walk on Memories.
Forever, I love that as well. EXO has no bad B-sides.
There's this one song on the album. Wait, I think it's on the album. It's like... Touch It. Touch It. That's like one of my favorite EXO songs, I think.
Really? Everything about Exodus was for me. I remember people not liking Coco Bop as much.
I don't really care for Coco Bop.
Really? I don't like the song, but I like the concept. Baekhyun looked so good there. He looked like he nailed the frat boy vibe so good. My favorite EXO song. I can't even pick one.
I love Peter Pan.
I love all their Christmas albums.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely Miracles in December, My Answer. El Dorado for me is also pretty iconic. And Don't Go, you know that song? Peter Pan. I love those.
I love Peter Pan.
I remember watching it live and I was just like crying.
I love the first Snow. Oh, I do know the song.
This is Don't Go.
I know the song. This song is really good.
I'm gonna cry. Also, EXO Promise.
Promise is really good. I used to be obsessed with Lotto.
Oh, me too. I love that. But I hate it when they change it to Louder for broadcasting. Oh. But EXO 2014 is what they called like the Promise song.
Oh, the song is so good.
So traumatizing.
Oh, I really like Obsession.
Oh, me too. They did Soulja Boys first.
Literally.
People are saying Soulja Boys is like almost based off EXO.
Oh yeah. Everyone makes the edits of them to Mama.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
And also the producers themselves and the singer for Jinu was saying like EXO blah blah blah, EXO blah blah blah. He was asked to kind of like make his own version of the Soulja Boys. He said for vocalists it would have to be EXO's Dio or Baekhyun. And I was like, yes, he knows his stuff. Sorry. Every time you speak about EXO, I feel so alive.
I feel like, who would you pick for Huntrix though?
Real life?
Yeah.
Huntrix? I can't even think. They can't even like reach the...
I know, right?
No idols can reach the notes for it.
Yeah.
Real life is hard.
It has to be an OST singer.
Is her name Mira? Mira reminds me so much of Rosé. I think it's
really?
The way they're built.
Mira reminds me of...
Also Yeji.
I think Zoe would be like Ray from IVE.
I agree. And also Twice, Chaehyung.
Yeah.
Very similar vibes. But Rumi is so, for me, generic.
Who would Rumi even be, though? Like,
Nayeon, twice. Mm. She has vocals.
Maybe Jihyo.
Maybe.
But they also more, like, powerful.
Yeah. When K-pop Demon Hunters came out, people were like, if this was a real group, they would be getting so much hate because of the line distribution.
This is also random, but... Ailee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ailee disappeared.
Yeah, but she was so good. She was Beyonce. So good.
Beyonce of Korea.
Do you watch The Masked Singer, the Korean version?
Yeah, sometimes.
I used to watch it, but I love Rosé's Masked Singer performance. She sings that one OST. I never watched the drama,
if
but
it was
like,
you,
if it is you.
Mm, I covered that.
Really?
Yeah. I like that song too.
Let me hear.
Oh, snippet. But oh wait, let me reveal one cover. I have one here.
Okay. This will be the ending to our episode.
Yeah. It's also by Rosé. It's mid.
One of her songs?
I think it's this one. It's Number One Girl.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
I'm gonna stop it. Oh! That's her stinger.
That's... Oh my gosh, you're so good! So good. Bruh, go join Big Kim's company. Just go re-audition. Send that in.
No. But yeah, that was before life became so serious. Now I can't even sing because I don't have time for it. But that was, yeah.
No wonder why you passed the auditions.
Oh, initial. Maybe if I look more like Taeyeon, I could pass it. But yeah.
I think that's a wrap for this episode. This episode was a little shorter, but...
Hope you enjoyed it. And see you for the next episodes.
We should do a holiday, a Christmas theme.
Oh,
yeah. Christmas. Oh, K-pop Christmas covers.
Gonna be all EXO for me. They just have the best Christmas albums.
Songs that we want people to cover for Christmas.
Mm.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, see you in the next episode.
Bye.